Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Fascinating article I read today. Social media addiction makes it harder for people to make and keep friends in real life, a new study suggests. Now, I don't think any of us really needs a study to confirm this, but how about this? This survey found that 6 in 10 respondents meet up with friends less frequently. 55% agree that social media has made relationships with friends more superficial, and the average person says they have 12 real friends, but they can only confide in 4 of them. And kids, teenagers are the ones who really suffer here, I happen to think. I watch it.
How much do you get the report every week on how long you're
yes.
on? How much a day?
My kids?
No, you.
Me? Less than 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm about total time, about 2 hours and 30 minutes.
My kids different. And you have to really... I really want you to bring in our guest. She is phenomenal. Pittsburgh native Amy McCready. She's the founder of PositiveParentingSolutions.com. She's the author of Me, 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 The Me, Me, Me Epidemic. And if I have to tell you one more time, Amy McCready is a wonderful person. Do we have her up right now, Marty? Is she live? Let's see if we can dial her in here.
Oh, my gosh.
I apologize. No, she is awesome.
I was on my cell phone.
There you were looking at your phone. Amy, how are you?
Hi, Amy.
I'm great, Wendy and Marty. How are you?
Good. I know that you're not at all surprised when we tell you that kids are really struggling with social media life and just friends and identity. Talk to me.
Well, it is. It's such a challenge. You know, according to Common Sense Media, you guys were talking about how much time you spend on
right.
your technology.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to Common Sense Media, 9 hours a day is how much time kids are spending on
Whoa.
Technology for
Whoa.
Just enjoyment. That's not homework or reading.
Right.
That's just for enjoyment. And so, to your point earlier, you know, if we're spending all this time on technology, how much time are they spending interacting in real life,
right.
developing and cultivating those real life relationships?
Yeah.
So that's something we do need to take a look at.
Amy, I was talking to my 17-year-old over the weekend. Every time I walked by him sitting in front of the television watching soccer games yesterday, I was like, Jack, put down your phone. Jack, step away from the get off the phone. It's like they can't live without it. It's like this fear of missing out. I don't get it.
It is, and it's so funny. You say, I don't get it, and that is the reality because we didn't grow up with technology, and so there's a real disconnect between the way parents view technology and the way kids do. You know, this is the first generation of kids that grew up with technology. It's just part of their lives, and we kind of have to sort of better understand how our kids view technology, as well as putting some boundaries and some limits and some training
totally.
In place so they're using it positively, using it for good.
Right.
How is it any different than when we were growing up, they said, the boob tube's going to kill you. How is this any different?
Right. It's portable.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that. I think what makes this different is now, you know, we're connected to everybody, and our kids can interact with
yep.
strangers, and it's a little bit different than us watching TV in our own living rooms. So from our perspective as parents, we have a lot of work to do to train our kids. There's nothing wrong with technology and social media. That's all good, as long as we're teaching our kids how to use it positively and for good rather than, you know, interacting with strangers and doing things they shouldn't be doing on social media.
This is Amy McCready. She's the founder of PositiveParentingSolutions.com, a Pittsburgh native. And, you know, you and I hooked up several years ago when you reached out after I started my electronics band, the summer
yes,
electronics
I do.
Band? It's almost like we need to do that now, but it's harder than ever, wouldn't you think?
It is. And, you know, I think as the parents that I work with parents all over the world, and it's parents have this fear of implementing boundaries or limits with technology because they just fear the wrath of their kids. I don't know, when you went through that, I don't know, was it 5 years ago
it
now?
It was, yeah.
Did your kids really kind of push back when you took
oh,
away the
totally.
Technology?
Totally, but you know what? Here was
yeah.
the difference. They were younger. The youngest or the oldest was in the seventh
yes.
grade. Now that I have, you know, high school, college and all that jazz, it's a whole different headache.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, when your kids first start using technology, we really, you know, the technology relationship changes over the years. So when they're young, you have, you know, a lot more boundaries. They're allowed less time. They're only allowed to go to certain websites.
Right.
They have to ask for permission to download apps. As they get a little bit older and they demonstrate that they can use technology responsibly, then we can sort of back off a little bit and give them a little bit more rope. But again, if we are not up to speed on all the different applications and all the things that, you know, the different social media platforms, we're not going to be in a place to be able to train them to use it successfully. So there's
right.
kind of a big burden on us to get up to speed on all of this.
Interesting right. piece in the Wall Street Journal this weekend suggesting that we're going to be using our cell phones even more. In China, they really don't have currency. They use they buy everything on their cell phone. No more credit cards,
yes.
no more debit cards. So my point is, the truth of the matter is,
it's going to get harder.
That our kids are doing even more, and they're going to say, hey, it's how I conduct my business, it's how I run my life, Dad. Get out of my business.
Right. And then how do you have actual face-to-face
right.
relationships? Because those are
it's
the
true.
Things that suffer.
It's true.
That's right. Well, and even with, you know, we can even teach about relationships in the context of their social media relationships. So think about the kids or the people that they're friends with on social media. We want to have the conversation that we should be friends on social media with people that reflect our character,
nice.
Our values,
nice.
People that we would be proud to have in our tribe. We want to follow celebrities or whoever, people that reflect our values and our character. So you can kind of think of your social media as your tribe. It should be a reflection of you. It should be positive. You should be able to show your social media platforms to a college admissions officer or an employer and feel totally proud of it.
That's smart.
Amy,
I love
you're the
it.
Best.
Yeah.
We're going to have you back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.